stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, November 25th.
Good morning.
Day after Thanksgiving, it is officially Black Friday.
I know.
I know. What a big deal they've made out of going shopping.
Oh, you cannot pay me to go shopping today. Are you kidding me? Although I always think it would be kind of fun to go out and just do the, you know, be crazy and shop at midnight. Who does
that?
Yeah,
I think that's crazy. Well, you know, we drove by Best Buy last night.
Oh, my God.
And saw, like, the line around the store.
No way.
Outside, yeah. People with tents and...
That's crazy.
Even some people brought a couch.
All that to save maybe $100, $200.
Yeah, not even that much, you know.
That's crazy.
It depends what they're trying to get. But
and they also, though, when they have these huge sales, don't they have limits? You know, like it's
they
only
do.
The first 100.
Well, that's why they line
that's
up there,
crazy.
You know, to try
wow.
and be the first. But you know, I mean, I heard that Best Buy like was selling a $900 TV for $200.
Well,
you know?
that's a deal.
So that's a deal, you know. So maybe everybody wanted that deal.
Wow.
And they lined up, but these people brought a friggin' sofa and
There
were like a lot of tents, you know.
That's hysterical.
It really is. I mean, I saw on TV some people started lining up 2 days ago.
No, that's ridiculous. They're even allowed to do that.
I know.
Unbelievable.
So, but you know what? I was thinking about it. I looked at them and I thought, wow, this would be nice. You know,
it's fun. It's an adventure.
Yeah, you get to meet people.
Yeah.
You know, you sleep out in the cold, in the freezing cold, you
right.
know.
It makes me wonder, though, how it is in New York, you know, because New York City is so it's different, you know.
Yeah, it's freezing there.
Yeah,
huh?
And there's only so much you can buy because you don't really drive. You walk everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like you can buy 10 TVs and...
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Guess get a taxi.
I know. I wish I was in New York now. I mean, this is like
it's freezing
the
now.
Best time. Is it really
oh,
now?
Oh, yeah. But it is. It's you're right. It is so beautiful there. It's romantic. It's it's just so jolly and festive everywhere you look.
It is. It's festive, you know, and it feels really good. All
it
the
does.
Decorations. Did you watch the Macy's parade?
I didn't.
Like
well, I was working at the soup kitchen.
Oh, really?
In the morning.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The first half of the day.
Yeah.
Which was really fun. But
yeah,
you know, it's
how
bittersweet.
Did that go?
It's
it
always
really?
Bittersweet. You know, like I enjoy doing this stuff on normal days, but especially like Thanksgiving, you know, it's a day to be thankful. And, you know, you're helping and you feel good about it, but it's still bittersweet because you're seeing people who just, they're not as fortunate. And then you just feel bad. I get really sympathetic.
Yeah.
I just feel like crying.
I know. Oh, it is pretty sad to see that.
We gave away, though, literally like 6,000 pounds of turkey.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was a shitload of turkey.
Wow. Did you eat there, too, while you were there?
Well, I mean, I did have some, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then, but I, you know, had plans. Then I spent some time with my family.
Uh-huh.
And then I met up with a friend.
Uh-huh.
And this is actually really funny. Because, you know, in L.A., it's like most people don't have family out here. It's like we're all a bunch of hipsters and just, you know, random actors and artists. So my friend and I went to a house party, and there were like, you know, I mean, a good 80 people there, you know, and none of them are family. They're just all friends. It's really cool.
Right.
But anyway, I go, and you know, when you go to a house party, you always want to bring something with you, you know, like a bottle of wine or something.
You don't want to go empty handed.
Never.
Yeah.
So I brought wine, but I didn't realize the main person that's holding the event is a part of AA, you know.
Oh, really?
So I'm giving it to him, and it's like an eggnog that has liquor in it, but you don't know immediately. So I give him this eggnog. He's like, oh, thanks. And then he's like, and it's like literally the most awkward 30 seconds of my entire life.
Wow.
He's just reading it and He's looking at me and like just so awkward. I'm thinking, you know, leave it to me.
Yeah, well, how are you supposed to know that, though?
Yeah, well, that's why he didn't even say anything because, you know, and then later on I found out a bunch of them were part of this group, you know.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but I felt really, I was like, that's why there's no alcohol here.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
You see, but it was a logical gift. I mean, you know, you're not supposed to know he's an AA, you know.
Yeah, that's what I always bring to, you know, parties.
Yeah.
A bottle of wine or something.
Yeah.
Oh, how awful.
So 80 though. People in one house?
Yeah, but well, they had a huge backyard. So it was mainly outside. And that's what you got to love about LA, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I complain about it not feeling so festive here because it's the weather, but it was gorgeous yesterday. I mean, I was in shorts and a, you know, I mean, a little jacket, but beautiful.
Yeah.
You got your little fireplace things outside or, you know, that warm you up. But yeah, we were all outside. Tons of food. Oh, amazing.
Really?
But I'm starving right now. What is up with that?
Why?
I didn't eat that much, believe it or
eat,
not.
Huh?
I think I drank a lot. And that distracted me.
Yeah.
But I didn't eat that much. And I'm hungry right now. You know what would sound really good right now?
What?
Some ramen noodles.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Of all things, that's
of
pretty random.
Ramen noodles. I'm craving them. But how's your Thanksgiving?
Our Thanksgiving was pretty cool. And I didn't eat a lot either. I mean, we had so much food, but I just decided I'm not going to, like...
You don't want to go crazy.
Yeah, I don't want to stuff myself completely, you know?
Yeah, then you feel like crap.
Yeah, and you feel sick and everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I just ate just enough, you know, about a plate and a half worth of things. And yeah, and that's it, you know? So I didn't eat that much either. And then, yeah, I started getting hungry, so I was eating all kinds of junk. We had lots of dessert and stuff. So,
oh, yummy.
Yeah. And so family and friends, it was pretty nice.
What was
know?
Your favorite dish?
I always liked the stuffing a lot.
Me too. The stuffing is my absolute favorite.
Yeah.
That's what gets me. And then it was, especially if you put like little cranberries in them.
Yeah.
And it just adds like a little sweetness to it. Oh.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I had a really great Thanksgiving, you know.
Wonderful. Well, that's good, you know, because I know, I mean, it's hard when you don't have a lot of family around and stuff, you know.
Well, I'm very fortunate. I have, you know, some.
Yeah, and you have family and friends, and yeah, you're lucky that way.
Yeah.
So I'm sure I'm sure there's a lot of people who are single that didn't really get to celebrate, and that's kind of sad, you know. But
what do you mean?
No, I mean, there's people that don't have family.
Oh,
you know?
Oh yeah, yeah. True.
Yeah,
like, don't have family at all. That's sad.
Yeah, if you don't have, like, a spouse and then you don't have a family, you don't really have anyone.
No, it's true. I was talking, though, to some of the people at this party. It's just so funny. Some of them were from L.A. and had family in L.A., but yet they're not even with their family. You know, they're just hanging out with all these other hipsters. It was just so funny to me.
Yeah.
It was a really cool vibe, though. That's the first time I've ever gone to something like that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it was cool. It was just really neat. You know, it's like a bunch of people and we don't all know each other and we're all just gathering and it's great energy and hugging each other, just, you know, free hugs. It was good. Yeah. But
lots
most of them were sober. I was drinking away. I felt like the alcohol.
Oh, so there was no alcohol. So what were you drinking? Did you bring some with you?
I mean, I brought my eggnog with liquor in it.
Oh, I see.
And that
stuff's
heavy duty.
Yeah.
I mean, it was heavy.
Well, really?
My friend couldn't even drink it because he said it was like, it just felt like it was like a meal, you know, like you're drinking food because it's like thick.
Yeah.
That was so good, but it's heavy. You only need one glass of that and you're like, it's enough balls.
What do you put in there, like vodka or something?
Well, it already came with it. It was already made. I don't know. I think it was just vodka mixed in it.
Mm.
But, you know, it's like 15% alcohol or something.
Yeah.
Which is quite a bit, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't drink that often.
15% is a lot, I think.
Yeah. See, I told you. I was doing it up.
Okay,
yeah,
well, you know,
oh
the
God.
Most I drank was
come
a bottle
off as
of beer.
An alcoholic.
No, not at all.
Good, but you know, I have to be careful. I never drank beer before, and then you know, a few months ago, I started drinking. I actually noticed a difference in my body.
Really?
Which is why I started. Another reason why I started working out and joining the gym. You know, I joined the gym.
Yeah.
Beer does. Yeah, it really. You have to be careful with beer.
What does it?
I don't drink
it
anymore. Well, it gives you a beer belly, but it just in general, like it's not. I don't know what it is about it, but compared to like wine, for example, wine is different.
Yeah.
Wine's a little more healthy. A glass of wine is recommended. every evening.
Okay.
Beer, there's something about beer that makes you fat, okay? You just got to be careful.
Okay, well, stay away from
beer. I'm looking out for you, man.
Yeah. And did you watch any football at all? Did you have time for that?
Well, my friend, he's like a big Texas guy, you know?
Really?
So there was
Dallas game?
Yeah, college football game.
Oh, college football
game. Yeah, it was like Texas, big game. Big game. I was like, I don't give a crap.
I know, who cares?
But no, it was a fun day, yeah.
Yeah.
Football is not one of those things I enjoy. But I really wish I didn't miss the Macy's Parade. That's something like...
Yeah, I know.
You know, after being in New York for 5 years, like, it's a big deal.
I know.
Like,
I even forgot to record it. I mean,
man.
We could have recorded the damn thing.
Come on.
But, usually I just like to watch it for the, for the atmosphere and the festivities and everything. But I'm not really into the floats and shit, It's not,
right.
Yeah,
it's just fun. The performers, too.
Yeah.
I usually have a handful of friends that are performing in it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of Broadway shows have their cast on, or even TV shows. They'll have, some performers on singing.
Yeah.
Dancing.
Well, that's pretty cool.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so they're saying like 25% of all people are going to shop on Black Friday.
That's crazy.
That's
but here's
a lot.
The thing, like... What obviously is all day today considered Black Friday? Because I thought like the big time sales were just like from midnight to like 5 a.m. or something ridiculous.
No, it's like the whole day, but some stores started really early.
Because I've got like a free day today. This whole
weekend, if you don't mind crowds, then I mean, I mind crowds. I don't go.
Can you imagine? I can't breathe.
I know it does. It almost happens to me that way.
Really?
You know?
It
like,
does get crazy.
Get me out of here, man.
Some of these stores, like it's. I read an article at one Walmart in California.
Mm-hmm.
A customer pepper sprayed a fellow shopper.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're doing all kinds of crazy stuff to get their TVs.
I know. They all run in the moment they open up the doors and. They run in. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It is.
These are just material things,
Yeah. I guess I would like to... I'm actually curious. I'm going to go to a clothing store. You know, not somewhere where it's like the huge electronics that are, But, you can shop and get, probably everything half off today.
Yeah, probably.
So why not give it a try? See
what the hell? If you don't have anything else to do, go shopping.
Yeah. Except last week, I already shopped and spent a shitload of money.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Buy those gifts and take them all with you back east?
Well, no, I mean shopping for myself, right?
I think most people do,
Saving.
Yeah.
Just get some clothes. Well, I know for my family, my dad's gift, actually, I got something really cool for him. Just from, sometimes I do photo shoots and part of the compensation is items from, the line.
Oh,
the clothing line or whatever it may be. So this one company, I mean, they pay you, but they also, I got to pick out a few items and a $300 beautiful coat.
Really?
For my dad, that I'm really excited. I'm having it just shipped to him, and have my mom hide it till Christmas.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm more of a gift card person. I'll just give gift cards to my sisters. Here you go. Surprise. They already know what they're getting.
Exactly. That shows laziness, but,
my gosh.
It's easy to get. I know.
Because they're so picky with what they want.
I know.
End up buying them something, and they end up returning it.
They take it back. I know.
Hate that.
I know.
But I do I like special gifts. I don't like getting gift cards.
Yeah.
I rather have something homemade.
So don't give them.
That's what they want. My sisters are at that age, where it's they want to pick out their stuff.
Yeah.
So they just
want give
money.
Me money, I'll pick out my own stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I know. I don't like getting gift cards either. It's just give me cash, Don't decide where I'm going to shop, Just give me the money.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy with the gift cards,
Well,
what if I don't want to shop
at it? That's a problem, if they just randomly get you this ridiculous place.
Yeah, that's true. They should know where you usually shop.
Yeah, or places food places, something that's, that I use all the time.
Right.
Or, restaurants or, gift cards to,
Yeah.
I always get my parents gift, other places don't have fancy, nice restaurants, out in the big cities.
Uh-huh.
So, the place to go for my family is Applebee's, So I always get them a $50 gift card to Applebee's. It's huge. It's a big deal.
I know. Well, I like Applebee's. Sometimes I go there with the kids.
Yeah, they actually have good food.
They do.
For a chain type restaurant.
Yeah.
I like the dive, the dugout, whatever you call it. Little dive places.
Yeah.
They have the best food ever.
That's true, yeah.
But right now,
Mom
some ramen noodles would make me so happy. Those are five for a dollar, too.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy. It's crazy what will make me happy.
I know. What flavor do you like?
Good question. On it, like the beef or chicken.
Yeah, the
chicken
beef is good. Yeah.
I cannot believe we're talking about this. Ramen noodles.
I can't remember the last time I had some, but it is pretty good.
They are.
Yeah.
And I don't eat that often either, but I'm craving that right now.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher announced they're getting divorced. Once they announced it, like, they've been silent on Twitter for 2 weeks straight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is a big deal, I guess, because apparently they're both, like, big Twitter freaks, you know? But yesterday, for Thanksgiving, they finally posted, and of course it made it in the news, because this is a big deal. We have to
care
about it.
We need to know everything they tweet,
But I actually really loved what Demi Moore posted, and I'm going to read it for everyone.
Okay.
But I'm sure everyone knows, no. She just wrote on Twitter, she tweeted, "Why do we have only one day for giving thanks? Is that why so many people feel unappreciated? Make this one of 365 days of Thanksgiving." You know, meaning, like, we only focus on one day of being thankful. But, you know, this should be every day. We should be warm and fuzzy and giving hugs to, I don't know.
It just doesn't happen that way.
Yeah. So I really like that.
Well, that's cool. So, did you hear of Jennifer Lopez's new beau? About
new boo?
Beau.
What do you mean, beau?
You don't know what a beau is? B-E-A-U?
Is it boo, like my boo, my man, like my new guy?
Yeah, it's beau. It's in French.
I call it boo. Oh.
Do you really?
Oh, my gosh. I call it boo, like my boo.
Do you?
Hey, boo. Hey, baby boo.
No, it's beau, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
At least in French it is. I don't know.
Who is it, though?
It's a 24-year-old dancer. One of the backup dancers from her band. So,
This isn't gonna last long.
Yeah, well, I don't know. She's in her early 40s, right? Or something like that.
I think so. Didn't she just recently get out of the...
Out of her relationship. Out of her marriage, yeah.
Interesting.
So she goes for a 24-year-old, you know, go figure. But, you know, I mean...
He's really liking it.
I guess when you're a woman celebrity, you also want younger meat, you know?
I guess so. I think you're just attracted to... I don't know.
Yeah. I think it makes you feel younger when you're dating someone young, you know?
I would be insecure, I think, you know?
Really?
Being a 40-year-old woman with a 24-year-old guy. Yeah. I'd feel like, you know, there's no chance of this lasting. Put it that way.
Yeah.
You know?
But maybe it doesn't have to last, you know? I mean, spend time with the person.
That's true.
And
enjoy
yourself.
It for the time being.
Exactly.
Well, that's important.
Why does everything have to be forever, you know?
No, it doesn't. Yeah. And you know what? When you go into it thinking that, you're setting yourself up for disaster because, I mean, 99.9% of the time, it's not, you know?
It's not going to work,
But I think what I don't like is people, I don't know, like, you should go into it, I mean, you know...
Hoping it would last.
Well, just going into it for what it is and enjoying it, not, I don't know, not making these judgments or I know.
I mean, we tend to tell people that they fail if they get divorced and stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's like, why be unhappy for the rest of your life?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you had a good time, you spent time, you know, now it's time to move on. Uh-huh. Move on to the next one, you know?
I know it's more difficult with certain situations, and I know a personal friend of mine, he's been trying to get out of a marriage for so long, and I just think, you know, the reason why he hasn't is because, you know, they live together, and it's very hard, first of all, you know, living-wise.
They have kids.
They have one child.
Yeah. See, that's
hard. But it's
hard.
Like this, it's hard, but you know, he's miserable.
Yeah.
He's miserable, but I don't know. Like, to me, like, the wife, too, if she was, you know, if she knew how miserable he was, like, what I would immediately want a divorce.
Yeah. Well, does he tell her?
Suck it up. I don't
know.
Maybe
he doesn't tell her.
He seems like he's crazy. This is his third marriage. I think
really?
He would learn by the first one, just marriage is not your thing. Right?
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think some guys need someone to take care of them, you know, and that's why they get married so many times.
I think some people fall in love too quickly, too, or they just find, you know, too quickly. Take your time. Analyze it. I don't know. Put it this way, like, I've never met a guy where I truly felt like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I could see myself with you forever.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, never.
Well,
never.
You will. You probably have a soulmate out there, you know.
I know.
You'll find them eventually.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Lots.
So that's Jennifer Lopez. And I've got, like, a couple of, like, two stories that are similar. Now...
Yes.
In Pakistan, this woman is suspected of killing and cooking her husband.
What?
Yeah.
Now, that is sick.
Yeah.
When was this?
No, this just happened. She's 32 years old, and she was arrested the other day. Now, what happened is that I guess her 22-year-old nephew helped her, you know, and so they killed the husband and carved his body into small pieces.
Oh, my God.
Now, when they asked her why she was doing this, she said she just wanted to cover it up, you know, and she figured, you know, if she could dispose him without them being recognized or something, then she wouldn't be caught.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, remember, these are not very sophisticated people, you know.
Oh, right.
They live
well,
in
no
villages
shit.
And shit, you know.
But what goes in your mind to kill somebody that you're married to, like your husband? I mean,
well, let me tell you what. I think she had a pretty good reason. But the thing is, I guess the way they caught her is the neighbors noticed, like, foul smell in the neighborhood, you know.
Really?
From the cooking and that.
No,
you know?
Way.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick. You have to wonder what it would smell like. That's,
yeah.
Wow.
I know. So apparently she says that he wanted to have a physical relationship with her daughter.
Hmm.
And she says she has no regrets.
Wow. Well, you know, it's a sick thing, but still, like, anybody, like, what goes on in your head to, like, cook your husband? And how did she even get a hold of him? Or, like,
well, yeah, like I said, she had her nephew, you know, helped her, and they killed him, you know, I guess with a knife or something.
Okay. Yeah.
So maybe while he was sleeping, I don't know, they didn't get into that detail.
That's sick. That reminds me, did you hear that story of a chick, like, cutting her husband's penis off?
Yeah, I remember
that. In the blender.
Yeah.
That was sick.
Lorena Bobbitt.
Yeah.
That was like a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's so gross.
Yeah, that one did put it in the blender, but they found the penis, reattached it to him. Did you know that?
No way.
That was like one of the first incidents of this, you know, that became famous.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, that was the one that was a while ago, but there was one recent, too.
Oh, really?
It was, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think so.
The blend. Oh, my God. How sick.
People are so fucking fucked up, man.
These are like, that's a Lifetime movie though, right there. The one you're mentioning, that's a Lifetime movie.
I know. Make it
Lifetime. Wow. I don't know. Did you ever hear that news story? Well, first of all, the women in, you know, these Middle Eastern countries are treated very different.
Yes.
And didn't you hear that
very
one story
oppressed.
Of one girl, she was trying to run away. She didn't want to marry the guy or whatever it may be. And they found her and they cut her nose off and ears.
I know. I've seen the picture too.
Yeah. And
disgusting.
Oh, it's absolutely horrible. I can't remember the situation, but it was like, it was her own, the guy, right?
Right.
And
yeah.
I think even her parents, it was something bizarre and crazy.
Yeah. I know. Usually, I mean, and that leads me to this other story is in Afghanistan, this rape victim has been sentenced to 12 years in jail. This is the victim.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, why? Explain.
Because they say that they ruined their family's honor.
See, it's crazy.
Because
the victim's a female, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So don't they have specific prisons that are like women and even the women
probably,
and their
children?
Yeah,
you know? Exactly.
And they're in these like places for, I mean, being completely innocent, for basically standing up.
Right.
For making a stand.
Yeah, and the thing is that she, it was a relative that attacked her. She's 21 years old. And she was attacked 2 years ago and sentenced to 12 years in jail for adultery.
Oh, my God.
You see? So this is a case of blaming the victim. Can you imagine living in a place like that?
No, I can't. That's why, I mean, that's another reason to be thankful. I mean, gosh, so many countries are like that, too.
And yeah.
I mean, I just can't imagine. I mean, I wouldn't even say we're spoiled. It's just here, it's equality, you know?
Yeah.
And I couldn't
exactly.
Even,
you got the freedom, too, you know, to express yourself and stuff. And the freedom to be a victim when you are.
Right.
And not to be accused, you know. So they reduced her sentence to 3 years, like it's a big deal, you know, from 12 to 3 years.
But for being raped.
Right. And then she had to have the baby of the rapist. That's how she knew that she had been raped is she got pregnant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. How do you know you got raped because you're pregnant? I don't understand that.
Well, because they...
I mean, she would know immediately she's getting raped, right?
Well, maybe they thought she wasn't raped, you know.
Oh,
maybe
they didn't
she
believe
thought
her.
They, yeah, committed maybe. Adultery or something.
And then
she's like,
you know? Guess what? I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Okay, I got ya.
Can
I'm
you.
I'm a little slow
that?
Today. I'm like having to, it's the liquor from last time. I'm having to like hear the story 20 different ways.
Yeah.
To fully understand. No, I can't imagine.
Yeah. And
being a female in certain countries is very rough. Very rough.
Yeah. So I guess they're also saying that you shouldn't have waited 2 months, you know, to report it.
And I say, screw you guys. Yeah. Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
But how, like, I mean, it's not like these women can't just move to the U.S. You can't.
No, you can't.
You're stuck.
They have rarely any rights, you know, and they're just treated like property and, they can't drive.
How it would feel like, God, what if they did it, they were to experience, you know, America coming here. It's like, they wouldn't even know. I mean, can you imagine going from that kind of lifestyle to here where it's like, no one's telling you what to do.
Right.
You're completely free. And,
yeah.
Or can you imagine vice versa? Like, I would be killed the first day I was there.
Yeah.
I would be killed the first
day I
was
there. I know, you couldn't stand it.
Yeah. Oh, it's just sick. But the one lady that got her nose and ears chopped off, like, I believe our army or, you know, our government, like, brought her back over here to take care of her and fixed her nose and ears or something.
Yeah.
Right?
The same that happened with the with that maid of Gaddafi's, whose wife, I guess, she, one of the maids, I guess she burned her with scalding water. And she's like all disfigured and everything. So a couple months ago, they showed her on TV and in the news, and I guess now they're saying she's smiling again. So that's a good
great.
Thing. But yeah, she was totally like her her head was like mutilated. You know?
It's crazy what acid or like burn it, like that's a huge, I get so scared about that. You hear so many stories, like that happens a lot.
Yeah.
All it takes is somebody like to have one crazy thought in their head, you know, like five crazy seconds to throw something in your face, you know, that could, I mean, ruin the rest of your life.
Yeah. And apparently that happened because the maid couldn't get the baby to quiet down.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
We're talking about all these crazy stories. I have one other one, and this is actually one that somebody I knew personally.
Uh-huh.
I'll never forget. I have to share this. It's like Thanksgiving was yesterday. We're sharing these ridiculous stories. So I was at a friend's place for dinner, and she said, you know, you're going to notice one of the guys I introduced you to, you know, his hand, he doesn't really have any hands, and he's, you know, burnt. He's got burns all over him. And she said she'd tell me the story later, but don't really ask.
Right.
So anyway, met the guy, very sweet, genuine guy, and later on I found out when he was a baby, his mother grabbed him and put him in a pot of boiling water when he was when he was just a little baby.
Wow,
she
and that's
dipped
his
him
real
in
mother,
the, yeah,
right?
Wow. Yes, she dipped him in the boiling water.
Wow.
And this was basically revenge because she was getting, her and her husband were getting a divorce, and she wanted, I don't understand. So you're going to punish the child?
Wow.
Is that sick or what?
Yeah.
So his hands were all out of place and burns everywhere?
Yeah.
Can
wow.
you imagine? That's
yeah.
sick, right?
And, you know, when it's your own mother, you know, I mean, how can people possibly do that?
Oh, I mean, beats me.
I mean,
beats
how
me.
Fucked up do you have to be?
Truly,
you know,
fucked
to treat your kids like this.
Oh, it's just horrible.
Yeah.
That was sickening to me, like that, especially when you meet somebody personally and you hear that story. It's like, it just really gets you.
And think about it. He has to think about it every day of his life, you know, because that's what he is.
He can never have a normal life.
Right.
His hands are like gone. He has no hands.
Really?
Yeah. They're like, you know, stubs.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Jeez.
I'm sorry. I'm horrible. I love all these crazy stories, though. That's why I always watch all the messed up movies. I've got loads of crazy stories. Loads. All right, but moving on. Anything exciting?
Yeah. You want to hear what the National Enquirer has to say?
Yes, please.
I guess they're saying that the Penn State sex scandal coach, Sandusky, was seduced by... Oh, wait a minute.
Wait, what?
Who's saying this? Oh, the biological mother of Sandusky's adopted son reveals that her son's the coach.
We're so out of it.
Yeah,
now.
I know, because I'm just picking it up now, you know?
No,
but
I'm
the
like,
thing is, I guess she says that the coach seduced her son and then adopted him. You know, he has an adopted son, I guess. So the biological mother of the boy says that the coach seduced him, the son, and then adopted him.
Putting me on adopted, though, wouldn't she need approval of adopted?
But I guess she didn't know what was going on, maybe.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's a National Enquirer story for you.
That's one of, like, how many kids this guy messed around with.
Yeah,
is
I don't
paying,
know.
Man. I don't.
Yeah, he's still. This guy is like. He's not in jail, you know. He's out
not
on.
In jail yet?
No, he's out on bail of $100,000, but.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah,
but
you know
what?
But
for what you do, like, there shouldn't be a price, you know? Like, I mean, you should serve time. You should just, you shouldn't be out in the public.
Right. But he's not guilty
You're not
yet,
safe.
You know? That's what I'm saying, though. It's being alleged. And usually they keep inside only very dangerous people or some that are, you know, that could just flee the place, you know, and not
right.
stay there for their trial.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
some
that.
Crazy
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. Did you watch Lady Gaga's Thanksgiving special last night?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
What was going on? I love
I don't
her.
Know. I didn't watch.
Oh, darn it.
I recorded it because I thought, oh, well, we'll record it, you know?
Oh, I bet that'll be fun to watch this. She's like, you know, super crazy and awesome.
Yeah.
You know, she always has
I know. I thought she'd put on a great show, you
oh,
know?
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
And she was going to have Tony Bennett on there, which wasn't that exciting for me, but... there was supposed to be some cool things about it, so.
Huh. Yeah, very neat.
Yeah.
We'll have to check that out too.
Yeah, I guess during the holidays there's a lot of specials and stuff, but.
Oh yeah, all the celebrities are doing charity work and blah blah blah. Of course, Kim Kardashian's the face of like feeding the homeless Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, was she feeding anyone really?
Yeah, I think it was the day before Thanksgiving though, not Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, okay.
She, you know, the Los Angeles Mission, a bunch of celebrities did it. Which is great, you know? Like,
right.
I love to get involved, too, as much as I can. It really does. It's just fun.
Wow.
You feel like you're doing something good.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, Sandra Bullock was dating Ryan Reynolds, right?
Yeah.
For a while.
What's up
but
with
I,
that?
But I guess he's got a plan to, with a new love, Blake Lively.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm kind of jealous.
And Sandra Bullock is so bummed out, you know, because she's not being lucky in love, you know?
Yeah.
You
she,
know,
well, you know, love
Jesse
is not
James
easy,
first
of all. Love is not easy.
No, it's not.
It's so funny, too, because I think about, like, when you're back in high school, you know, it was so easy. Like, you know, you got a school of 1,000 kids or whatever it may be.
Right.
And, you know, everyone has a girlfriend or boyfriend, you know?
Right.
And, like, that was my best relationship that I ever had.
Really?
Now, I know we didn't have many responsibilities, you know, but I'm just thinking, like, that was, like, it just happened, you know? Mm. Now it's like, holy crap, you know, to meet someone where you're on the same page, where you have similar interests, but, you know, you still intrigue each other, and then there's also some mystery. And like, you guys have a similar lifestyle that, you know, like, it is so difficult to find somebody that you're truly, like, compatible with.
That's true.
And it's mutual.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
But you gotta be open, you know, you never know, because you might meet someone that doesn't necessarily right away looks like you could hit it off or something.
That's
you know?
Always how it happens for
really?
Me. Always. Anyone that it ends up actually being something more than like 2 months, it's usually somebody that never in a million years I thought of that way initially. You
really?
Know? Oh, no, no, no. You know, we'll hang out, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Always. I mean, my ex of my 3-year relationship, that dude, no way in hell. In the beginning, I was like, no way.
Really?
Yeah.
And then you found a connection with him.
Right, I did. But that's what bothers me, because I feel like, you know, it only works out if I'm not truly into them in the beginning. And it's like, I like the idea of, like, not love at first sight. I don't really believe in that crap. I'm not really the romantic type. But, I mean, you know, like, I like to believe that, you know, it would work out with somebody that I initially am, like, drawn to, you know?
Right.
And it's just passion all the way.
Yeah.
But usually what happens is I'm drawn to somebody and so fiercely passionate for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. And then that's it.
And then it's like
you
boring.
Lose interest.
Yeah. Done.
I wonder why that is, you know?
I think a lot of
people. Do you
get
bored
like
easily
that.
Or what?
I think it's an artist, an actor thing, honestly. Like we're just, people, actors, artists in general, are so, they're just so passionate that, I mean, you know, when they like somebody, it's like, bring it, you know? Yeah. Just bring it. Let's do it up. But then it just never works out. It just never works out. So
funny.
Yeah. I have to meet somebody that's stable, you know, that has some kind of, I don't know, it's just has more stability in their life. More. They're more like, you know, straight lines, because I'm like everywhere. I'm up and down. I'm a roller coaster.
But do you think you can handle someone who's
so
a straight
dramatic.
Line?
Yes, as long as they're interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be interesting. Yeah. No, I absolutely can.
Mm.
I can.
Yeah, people can be interesting, I guess, when they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I often get get bored easily also when we sit with people and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'll talk to you for an hour, you know, we can have this. But then what else are we going to talk about?
Right,
you know?
Right. That's well, especially that when you're like, you've got somebody though. So it's not like you can just enjoy and flirt, you know? Like yours are, your conversations are two conversations, just getting to know people.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, like whereas I can kind of technically, if I, you know, I'm not in an exclusive relationship.
Right.
I can flirt with different guys. I can
That's
do all
true.
Kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so it doesn't get as boring for you. Huh?
Well, I'm just saying. Not that I do that, but most people do.
Yeah.
And I maybe sometimes do. That's horrible.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, that's the thing. I know you don't like to hear this, but you still have so many years ahead of you.
Yeah.
That, you know, I mean, well, you just like, you know, it'll...
If I'm lucky...
Well, you know, it'll happen. You'll find someone, you know, because, you know, it's just that you're...
I don't know if I'm really looking for my soulmate either.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't even believe in, like, the marriage thing is not for me. I don't see myself with one person for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And if I can't see that, then it's not, it just won't happen.
Yeah.
What scares me, though, is because, like, I'm a strong believer of, you know, you are what you think you are, and, you know, whatever, if you can believe or visualize yourself doing something or being in a certain place, it's
yeah.
going to come true.
Yeah.
So but you have to see it. Like, so I don't see myself ever having a child.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have a child. I can guarantee you that.
Really? You're not into
that. I can't see myself as a mother.
Yeah.
Never will happen. I don't see
but
myself.
But people change. Let me tell you. You hit your 30s.
I know.
You start thinking, well, you know, maybe I should have someone.
No, you're
because
right. That's
remember,
true.
The thing is also you have kids for later on in life, you know, when you're lonely, you're alone, you know, you have your kids
right.
come there, take care of you, hopefully, you know, if you manage to have a good relationship with them.
Right.
But, you know, it's, I don't know, and kids are such a joy, you know, and people change their views,
really?
You know. Yeah, they are. They can
all
be
I
pain
see
in
is
the
like
ass, too.
Kids driving parents nuts,
yeah.
you know, and it's like,
yeah,
oh,
but
man,
that's the thing, the price, it's worth it. It really is worth it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went over some,
hard
baby
work.
Pictures of my kids last night. I just kind of wanted to go through some pictures, and that was pretty cool. You know, I mean, I remembered how much I loved being with them when they were kids. And, you know, I mean, I still do, but it was
yeah.
different. You know, you were like God to them when they were kids.
Oh,
you know?
I bet, yeah.
And I miss that.
Aw, no, that I bet, I bet. No, there's nothing like it. When my little niece was first born, I mean, yeah. holding her, I mean... It was just amazing, you
yeah.
know, amazing. At the same time, like, I was able to give her back to somebody else, you know, when I was done with my hour of
yeah.
pleasure holding her.
Yeah, exactly, like the grandparents, you know, everybody loves being a grandparent because you can send them home at
yeah.
the end of the day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to deal with all that.
Right. Well, I think, you know, like, I always told my sister I would love for her to move out here and, like, for me and her to get a place with my niece.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's the ideal situation for me. Like, I love children. And mm-hmm. I would love to have a child in my life.
Yeah.
But just not mine. Like, you know, literally 24/7.
You don't want the responsibility,
I
right?
have to be able to push the child over sometimes, you know? And you can't do that as a parent. So if me and my sister lived together with her, you know, daughter, like, that would be right. perfect. You know, I could babysit. I could take her shopping. And
yeah.
I could be the good person, basically.
Yeah, live vicariously through her.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so horrible. But that's what I want.
Wow. You know, I'm willing to bet you'll change your mind. Because people do.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
people
true.
Do. Right now, you definitely do not want to think about marriage. You
God,
don't want to
no.
think about kids. Yeah, now is the time to build your career.
It's true.
You
true
know,
that.
And have fun. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. I feel sometimes for people that, although they may be happy, but they married their high school sweetheart or something.
Yeah, that's
and they
rough.
Never
yeah,
got,
you have experience.
Yeah, you've got to go through others because otherwise you always wonder, you're always curious, well, what's it like, you know? What would it be like with another woman or being single or this? You know, I think,
yeah.
you know.
No, it's so true. I think settling down any time before you're 30
mm-hmm.
is just not, I don't think it's a good idea. Seriously, right?
Yeah, well, we know how you feel about it.
Yeah. I just think, no, because when you think about, like, we have such long lives, I mean, if we're lucky, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So waiting till you're at least 30 is nothing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
no, I agree.
Oh, my gosh, it's
I
nothing.
I agree, yeah. I mean, relationships are okay, but not marriage, you know? I don't think. I got married when I was actually 27, which was
Ooh.
Stupid because I had planned not to get married till I was 30. But then I was sort of like sucked into it, you know. You know how women can do that.
Yeah, women are crazy. No,
they'll make you think about marriage even before you're ready for it, you know.
But that's not good. Like, I would never, ever want to force somebody into something if they were not fully, you know, for it.
Right.
I would never. In fact, like, I want it to be more his idea.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be the one getting pushed into it. Kind of. Yeah.
I don't see you being pushed into anything.
I know. Never. It's true. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Forever 21 has their three day like Black Friday, whatever, weekend specials. Buy one, get one free, everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going there.
Do you like shopping there?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a good store because it's really, I mean, the stuff's cheap, but, you know, it's super stylized. You know, it's like stylish. So it only lasts so long.
Yeah.
But it's fine because it breaks apart quickly, but because the style is so like for that period. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you go shopping a lot? For clothes?
That's the thing. I never, ever do. So when I do, I like to do it up.
Yeah.
But, you know, I get so impatient. So last week, for example, I knew this week there were going to be so many amazing sales. Yeah. But I had the urge, you know, I had to go get some new things. I spent twice as much as I could have if I just waited till this weekend.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That ticks me off. Now I want to, like, go return everything.
Well, take it back. Return everything.
How bad is that? They'll know what I'm up to, you know? Yeah. I'm like, can I just return this stuff and then buy it? Buy it again right now.
You could.
Yeah.
People do that crazy shit all the time.
I do want to return two things that were so, you know, they're pricey, and I literally could get them for half the price now. I'm so pissed off.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing, is that you can return things, you know.
True.
And
very true.
We take it for granted, you know. You go to other countries, they won't take the merchandise back, you know.
Really?
Yeah, unless it's defective or something. And,
oh, right, that's true.
You know, they won't take it back.
I'm surprised, you know, especially with how, I mean, just prices, everything's so much more expensive now. Like, just everything's, like, getting out of hand. There are fees for everything. I'm surprised they haven't changed the return policy, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we can return stuff after owning it for 30 days as long as you have a receipt still on it, like a little sticker on it.
Yeah.
I could have worn it 20 times.
I know. People do.
I know.
People do. You know, I mean, I heard that many women, well, I don't know how many, but, you know, I don't know if it's many or not, but some, let's say, will go buy a dress for a wedding, you know, not a wedding dress, but to go to a wedding and then return it.
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time.
You know?
Or even, like, sometimes I'm guilty of this. Like, if I have a photo shoot and I want to get some really nice outfits, but I'm not going to ever wear, you know, I just want them for that photo shoot to look really, you know, nice and high-end. I'll buy them, and then I'll return them right after the photo shoot.
I know.
And girls do that all the time.
Yeah, you know, and you can't feel sorry for the business because that's the cost of doing business, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't, like, not have a policy because your competition will, and then you have to do it as well. That's one thing about return policies. You know, it's like once business starts it, everybody has to do it because otherwise everybody will go to that one.
Yeah, no one's going to shop here if you don't take any returns.
Yeah. Like, you see, that's the thing. And especially with things like where you don't know what it's going to be like software or, you know, music, things like that. That can turn out to be shit, you know, and you can't return those things.
That's true.
You know, so, but, you know, you don't want to have to take the risk. I don't think people should risk buying things, you know. I think the company that manufactures whatever it is you're buying should take the risk away from you by giving you a return policy.
Amen to that.
You know, because you don't know if it's going to be good or not.
Yep. No, it's true.
Yeah.
It's very true. That's the only thing, the good thing about clothes. You can try them on before you leave the store.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting.
Yeah.
Some places don't have dressing rooms, though, and those places piss me off.
Really?
Yeah, because then you end up having to make 20 trips, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Going home,
what place doesn't have dressing rooms?
Well, usually it's, like, cheaper places, honestly. Yeah. You know, they're, like, the stuff's so cheap that, you know, it's not even worth returning, so they kind of screw you over and say, you don't need to try it on. It's that cheap.
Yeah. What place is that cheap?
I couldn't tell you the names. I don't know. I don't shop at these places anymore. I used to all the time.
Uh-huh.
As a struggling artist. I still am. I couldn't. They're like more of, I don't even know what they're called. They're like outlet. They're those weird stores where they have like sample sizes and weird things.
I see. Okay.
They're not like the chain stores that you'd see all over the country. You know what I mean? They're
right.
Just random.
They just have like clearance stuff maybe.
Yeah.
And things,
you know,
like,
I mean,
that,
stuff's like just $5 to $10, literally.
Yeah.
Really cheap.
Wow.
But you pay for what you get. You know, you get what you pay for. Cheap shit. That's what it is. I'll go Christmas shopping there for my family.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I know. Well, you know, I like shopping in the fall for clothes because there's so much more for men in the winter than there is in the summer, you know?
But what do you
in
mean?
In the summer,
here,
well,
there
sweaters.
Is no winter. Oh.
Yeah, but still, it's cold, you know? Like, we went the other day and we went to Abercrombie & Fitch and I found some nice sweaters and things like that, you know, shirts. And because in the summer, it's always like T-shirt. What else are you going to wear, you know, in the summer out here?
I love the summer, though. Oh, yeah. There's so many
No, I mean, I like
things,
the summer, but...
But not for guys.
Yeah,
right.
Not for guys. That's
guys
what I'm saying.
Guys' fashion is way sexier and cooler in the... Well, just in the winter.
Yeah,
yeah,
I
winter,
think so.
Fall, winter, not
and
summer.
And especially, you know, in the cold places, you get to wear, get like coats and, and scarves and
oh,
gloves.
Oh, I love a guy in a scarf.
I know. It's really cool,
sexy,
you know?
Yeah.
You go through like GQ and stuff and you see all these great fashions. And we can't even wear it here because it's never cold enough.
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
True.
And then in the summer, it's always like jeans or shorts and T-shirts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's all
Although,
guys get.
A lot of guys don't wear shorts, though. What is up with that?
I don't know.
There are a lot of guys, that, at least that I've come
Yeah, I don't wear that many. I mean, I don't wear it that often,
just,
but sometimes
like
on a hot
legs
day.
They don't like showing their legs or
something?
I don't know. And same with flip-flops. Do you wear shoes?
No, those are flip-flops,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, why? It's so funny to me. Guys are like,
Because I feel it's not like dressed up enough, you know?
It's not manly?
Yeah, maybe something like that. I don't know. I just don't like when people walk around making the noise with the flip-flops.
Oh, really? I have to admit, I'm kind of weird. There are certain things that a guy can do that's just kind of like makes me not like them as much.
Really?
Yeah, and here, one of them is like if you wear flip-flops.
Yeah.
Or sandals. I'm kind of like, you're a very feminine guy. Because most, you know, guys do not wear...
Either that or they just don't care about the way they look.
Yeah,
I think,
I guess.
You know? I mean, look, around the house and stuff, okay, I can understand, you know, walking outside, doing something.
Right.
But to spend the whole day, and I feel out of control. I mean, I need tight shoes so I know I can move freely. You know? I don't have to worry about losing it or whatever.
Right. You know? No, it's true. Another one that's a big turnoff to me, this is so weird. A guy that does not eat sushi, that doesn't like sushi.
That's a turnoff for you.
It's a huge turnoff because it means he's not open at all. Like, he's not open-minded. Like, guys that don't like
but
sushi.
But you yourself said you don't eat the raw fish.
I'll eat it. But no, I like sushi in general. They're just not.
Right.
I like sushi.
Okay.
Raw fish, I usually stay away from because it, you know.
But to judge a guy by what he eats, come on, or
no,
what he doesn't eat.
No, because guys that don't like sushi are usually like very, they're like the guys that eat the same thing every day. Like, I'll have a sandwich. They're
what
just
a
boring.
Fucking generalization.
I'm serious. There are some weird, I know, I have a few that it's just like, you don't like sushi? I just feel weird, different about you.
That's weird, man.
Sandals, the same thing. Shorts that go above the knee.
Yeah, the things that people think of.
I know.
Yeah, even shorts that go above the knee you don't like, huh?
It's just a little too short. It depends on the length. I mean, some people can get away with it.
Wow.
Some. A guy with fashion is very important.
Yeah, I think so, you know. Yeah. I've always been into clothes and stuff. But, you know, I mean, then when you're not single, you don't worry about it as much, you know. And stuff,
right.
Yeah, but wear nice clothes. But, you know, most guys really around here, they don't really dress up, you know. They just like...
What?
Yeah, I mean, many guys here don't dress up. They just like a loose T-shirt, you know, flip-flops and shorts, you know. I mean, yeah, it's like, come on, guy.
Well,
you know?
It's either that or it's the total opposite. I see guys that are like truly all decked out and like super hip.
Really?
Super stylist. They're usually always gay, but, you know. Well, I love a stylish guy that's straight.
No, I used to be, man. I used to read GQ all the time, get the fashions when I was in my 20s, you know.
Nice.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
What about girls, though, in fashion? Like, was that a big deal to you? A girl that, because a lot of guys don't know what's in for a girl anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So they don't care as much. Saucy. I mean, sometimes I see a guy with a girl, I'm like, what the hell are you thinking? That chick is... But I love style.
Yeah.
But again, like, I'm also the type of girl, I'll walk down the street no problem in some like tacky sweats with like just looking like shit.
Yeah.
I have no problem doing that. But I enjoy getting dressed up and like really hip.
Yeah. You see, I have a problem going out with sweats and that. I mean, I rarely will even leave the house not shaved, you know?
Really?
Yeah. It's yeah, but it's different, you know. So, but some guys are okay with that. I just like to be neat and clean, you know.
And girls like a neat and clean guy.
Okay, well that's good.
Yeah,
you don't want to be stinky.
Good hygiene. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
And bad breath. There's just no excuse.
No excuse. Exactly. For bad breath. That's a turnoff.
Yeah. Oh,
know?
It's horrible.
Yeah. Go and floss your fucking teeth, you know?
This is horrible. Oh, man. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
That is true, though. Making out with a guy who, I mean...
Yeah, even talking to them, you know?
Oh, it's horrible. Yeah, it's like,
that would be a
turn off.
Yeah. I mean, if I had to kiss someone with bad breath, I would not do it.
No.
No.
Gum? But even so, it's like gum doesn't really, like, your mouth is still dirty. You know what I mean? Like, you just got something funky in your stomach, and you need to, like, mouthwash, floss, and brush.
Yeah. But if you don't floss, you're going to get that. You know, I mean, the thing is, people don't realize how important flossing is.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do floss, you see all the shit that comes out, and you realize, you know, if you keep that in there for days, it just turns to plaque
moldy
and
crap. Yeah, it's disgusting.
You know?
It really is.
Yeah, and the bacteria and stuff.
In the morning and evening.
Yeah.
And I mean, I get a little obsessive with certain things, but that's one thing. Like, I mean, there was a time where I would literally floss anytime I went to get food. You know,
really?
I mean, after lunch,
well,
I'm like,
it's a little too
teeth.
Much.
Yeah. I know. OCD. I'm not like that anymore, but yeah.
Well, that's a good thing.
I know. Too much. Freaks guys out.
Yeah. All right. Well, finally, George Michael. Do you like George Michael?
Yeah.
He's got pneumonia. He had to cancel his entire tour.
Oh, I heard about that. That's so... Mm.
Yeah. I know. I love his music,
man.
I think he's really cool. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's great. Very talented.
Yeah, very talented.
Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah. I guess.
We hope you get better.
But we're better, and we're here, and we're here to thrill, and we got a great weekend ahead of us. So,
yes.
Steph, enjoy your weekend.
You too.
Enjoy
Thanksgiving,
yourself.
Everyone.
Don't spend too much money.
I won't.
And we'll see you all on Monday.
You have been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.